This is Tell Tales, Dakota folk life and stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. On a beautiful afternoon in May of 2024, two old friends got together in a recording studio. The fiddler, Loy Larson, and the guitarist, John Lardinoy. In this episode, we speak with John, who is not only an accomplished guitarist, he's also a luthier.
Well, probably about 15 years ago, Steve Bauman, who is a major collector, wanted me to buy a guitar. It took him 6 months to talk me into doing it, but I did. It was 1938 Larson Brothers Euphonon. Larson Brothers were these Swedes who settled in Chicago about 1890, and they started building guitars. And the Euphonon was the apex of the design, in my opinion, and a lot of others too. You know, they were big on WLS Radio, National Barn Dance, Gene Autry, Patsy Montana, Roy Rogers. They were all playing Euphonons. So anyway, I got this Euphonon. It's far too valuable to take out and play in public, you know. So anyway, I got the bright idea that, well, maybe I could copy one. So I got to know this luthier, Dan Roberts, and I spent 16 weeks with him over the course of 2 years. 2 weeks at a time, I'd go out and I'd mooch off one of my fiddle-playing friends in Bozeman, who just loved having a guitar slave in the house for 2 weeks at a time. So it was, you know, kind of one of those mutual symbiotic relationships.
Yeah.
So I'd play a fiddle music all night and build guitars all day. And I ended up with this. And it turned out pretty darn good.
Yeah.
It's the best guitar I own.
I asked John how it was that he was so fortunate to land this apprenticeship with Dan Roberts.
It was a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, the Master Artists Apprenticeship Grant, which is administered by Troy Geist, good friend of mine. And he's encouraged me over the years. And with the whole point of being that I bring that skill back to North Dakota, which is what I'm doing now. I'm building guitars in my garage at home.
John had the guitar and he had the skills. I wondered how it was that he was able to replicate the design.
Well, Steve Bauman knew this radiologist at Med Center One, and he was a guitar player. He had an old Martin, and I got his number from Steve and called him up. I said, I've got this old guitar and I'd like to x-ray it so we could see how it's made. He said, yeah, break it down. We'll call it a training exercise. So I brought the Euphonon down. Maybell is the name of the guitar. And we laid it on the table, and he's taking pictures of it. And it was quite a novelty. Every person in the hospital was there looking at the screen when this guitar image came up. And what we found out was in the 40s, the guitar had the headstock broken off. And to fix it, they overlaid another headstock veneer on the top, and they covered up three pearl letters that said RLR. And nobody knew it was there, but it was there on the x-ray. I've never found out who that could be, but we theorized that it might have been Roy Rogers, because he was Leonard Sly before Hollywood made him change his name, and he never had a middle name. It was just Roy Rogers. Well, we theorized that Roy Leonard Rogers.
Huh, could be. Wow.
It will not be appearing on anytime soon. You'll have to pry it out of my cold, dead fingers and then beat off my kids because they want it.
And how did the replica Euphonon guitar turn out?
Oh, this is the best guitar I own. Dan is a wonderful teacher. I mean, he strives to understand what a guitar player wants out of his instrument. How do you want it to sound, you know? And you end up having this dialogue with him when we're building. How do we make that sound? And then the secret is when you're building the top, it's built what they call under tension. So it's built on a 25-foot radius. The top is flat, and the braces are curved with that radius. And when they're glued on, it creates a tension on that top. Now, when the braces are all on, then the secret of the sound comes in. You start carving away at the braces to make them as thin as possible. And the most amazing thing is the bass side of the guitar you want to have the braces thin because the low frequencies need to move. The treble side of the guitar, you want more meat on that wood so that it's stiffer. And Dan showed me how to do this. You carve away, and then you hold up the top by the sound hole, put your ear on the soundboard side, and on the back side, you tap on the bridge plate on the treble side and the bass side, and there's going to be a whole step difference between the tap tones. And that just makes the top sing. I mean, it sings with itself. I can play a G note, and in the aftermath, you'll hear all the sympathetic overtones of that G chord.
Yeah. Nice.
Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.